8.
Any last words?
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
On the episode tonight, we will talk about many things. We are so happy to be back. We'll talk about the transfer portal. We'll talk about Lindenwood headed to D1. We'll talk about Duchenne's Final Four run. Jay Wright, Jay Blossom, Yuri Collins, MIZ, local transfers, NCAA tournament, that is, the Masters, new coaches at St. Charles High, St. Charles West, many other local topics and nitwittery at its finest. Whoop! Welcome, everybody, to Chuck and Lou on this Sunday evening. Rainy one out there, Lou.
Yeah, it is.
Good to have you back, Lou. Iggy's in the house. Iggy is having us over here again. It has been right. since our last...
December 26th.
December...
Of 2021.
Of 2021. You know, we've been busy. You know, we've been, you know, out there grinding.
Yeah, taking W's.
Just, you know, doing our things. Yep. You know, Iggy's got the pool open.
Yep. He's cleaning that pool.
It's got good color to it. I looked out there tonight.
The green lights are on.
Ooh.
Yes. There's several different colors you can put it on, but Heidi likes the green.
Nice. Well, thanks for the studio again. You welcomed us tonight with some blaring atmosphere coming out of your bum when we came in here tonight. So it's been a great start to the evening here.
Yeah, a little excitement.
Letting us know you are ready
to
roll.
Ready to go.
Lou, how's life, buddy?
It's all right.
College life, still at Lindenwood, obviously. Where are we at educational-wise?
Educational-wise, ready for the semester to be over.
Okay, and how many classes have you passed? Like, where are you at? Because this is a college thing. You, like, go, like, 3 weeks, and then you go take a dump, and then you don't do anything for 3 weeks. Like, it's really weird scheduling all of a sudden. I
don't get it either. It's weird. But passing all my classes.
Good.
By a good amount.
Good.
And, just ready for finals to get over. We're done on the 6th, and we'll see what the summer brings.
Well, you know what? Summer's going to bring some no school for me. I'm counting down the days. There are 25 school days left, I believe. And then I will not do much. You know, it's,
That's the one good job that you would want to have in the summer. Teacher.
Teacher. Everybody's like,
you're going to get another job?
I'm like, no. It's not 1940 where they don't
pay. That's why I took this job.
Yeah.
It's why I took this job, because we don't pay well enough. Yeah. I still get just enough where I can get by for summer.
I agree. Everybody like still thinks you get paid like $4 an hour to teach. You know, it's like, and come on.
It's not about the kids.
It's what?
I'm kidding. It's about the kids.
At this point, yeah, it's like, let's just get the kids out of there so I can party all summer. I bought a Jeep.
Really?
Heard that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I say my wife got a Jeep. You know, she's 40, and she's ready to rock and roll. Mm-hmm. She wants to, you know, get that top off of the Jeep and roll around and scramble and take the doors off, show off a little bit. Get that hair windy.
Yeah. You're not far behind her, though, here, are you?
I am 39. I'm creeping on my, I've been in the education system now for 15 and three-fourths of a year. Who's counting? That means I'm halfway home.
Nice.
I'll be retired when I'm 53.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I'm going to come swim in your pool, play golf.
Yeah. Not a pool boy, but like a pool guy.
I can be a pool boy. Just not here. Maybe I'll be a lifeguard at like WAP.
I don't know.
53-year-old guy roaming around. I think we've talked about this before, actually, on the program.
I don't know.
53-year-old lifeguard would be a good one, like Newtown. Maybe not WAP, but Newtown would be a good
one. Or like a special pool in Newtown. Like, like they'd have like the kiddie pool, and then they'd have like the adult version that I would be the lifeguard of.
Oh, what?
You know?
So what would that be called?
Stein's Paradise.
Yeah.
Paradise Cove. Ooh.
Stein's Puddle.
Don't step in that one.
Yep.
Anyways, it's been a while, and we always, of course, pride our show on sticking to somewhat of an athletic sports background.
Before we say that, how's everyone's weekend been? And that can include Easter.
Easter was great. This weekend, I spent 9 hours in Festus yesterday at a baseball tournament. Yeah, I saw a lot of muffin tops. saw a guy who had 6 kids. And he was like 24.
Wow.
And his wife looked like she was 12.
Busy.
Kids are getting bats out of the dugouts. They're running around. Yep. He's coaching the team, but he's not supposed to be. He's got a jersey on. His kid's name on the back. His kid struck out 3 times, but he still loves it. I loved it.
Where's the coach?
The coaches, I think, were just like, get this over with, because Johnny's got 6 kids and he's running around and it's just a madhouse.
Yeah.
And they were terrible. Little League, you know, I'm in Little League baseball mode now, guys. I got I got a 10U, and you know, we go 1 week getting our asses kicked by some good teams. Then we went out and played some pretty brutal teams just to get the confidence back up in the kids. And the kids have no idea that the teams you're playing this weekend are so much worse than the kids last weekend. We went from Ellisville, you know, with great kids, great families, kids are knocking around. We had to drive we were in Fenton. I got my ass mixed up. Fenton. We were in Fenton.
Fenton.
So we drove out to Fenton so we could get a couple dubs. Easter was great. Saw the family, I think. Man, nowadays, my mind, I'm just getting old, and I don't remember a whole lot.
Saw the family. Heidi, you know, found a lot of eggs. Went out to the duck club.
Oh, duck club out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I skipped duck club. We were busy.
You missed out on some four-wheeling.
Did I?
Yes, we went four-wheeling.
Lou, did you go Easter egg hunting?
I went goal hunting. Because Blue's playing on Easter.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going to go with that.
Yeah.
And goal hunting.
Yeah. It was nice. It hit the rare both sides of the family on Easter.
Ooh, and same day?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, long day. You know, I like Easter break better than spring break. I just feel like it's limited. I still hate Christmas. Thanksgiving can fly a kite.
Easter break can be good, but it's a crime that you do not get Good Friday off, at least when I was in school in St. Charles.
We did this year.
St. Charles did not. And even more of a crime that it's a full day for the high schoolers.
It is. Little rascals get out at noon, and the high school kids got to grind. That is
a crime.
Oh, man, such a crime to go to school, you know?
What are you going to do all day on Good Friday?
Dye eggs.
True.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Hide them. That's a little early. You got to look for them on Sunday. You wouldn't want to hide them on Friday.
I just think it's creepy. It's something called Good Friday. Like, isn't every Friday good?
Friday's great.
It's great Friday most of the time.
It's like, yeah, screw it. Called, let's get done. It's called Good Friday because of a death, yeah.
Isn't it because of a rebirth?
Yeah. Yeah, true.
They're coming back.
See, yeah. It should be amazing Friday.
Kind of like Michael Jordan, you know, with the Wizards. And who's the greatest comeback of all time? Like, guys, Tiger Woods came back.
Yeah, Tiger.
Let's get into some sports. That's what we do. I mean, tonight we're going to talk all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about some things that we think in the last 3 months are kind of cool. Anything from the Masters to kind of ending up basketball season. We'll talk about Duchesne going to the Final Four. We'll talk about Jay Wright, UNC, Duke, new coaches, Jay Blossom, Dan McMullen, Blake French, Duchesne needing some girls coaches, West needing girls coach. Ooh. Wrestling there at St. Charles West, transfer portal, Trent Champagne to Milliken, Uri Collins back today, Lindenwood D1, Coach Gates to Missouri, fly high, is SEC overrated? We got a big show tonight, Blues cards, I promise you, more than 30 seconds, I think, of the Blues.
Yeah.
Maybe. NBA playoffs, chick run on the court last night,
yeah,
getting tackled, so we got all kinds of cool things. Will Smith smacking people, Ben Simmons looked like a Skittle last night in the NBA game, good golly. And if I would recommend watching Winning Time, if you have HBO, I haven't watched it yet, but I've had like 5 really cool people who I really trust in TV shows, so I like to get my TV shows out there. Mm-hmm. Winning Streak, it's called Winning Time. It's the Lakers. Great show. You should tune in. I say great show. I mean, watch it. That's like saying, you know, Chick-fil-A's great. I've never been there. But hey, do you know they're having Chick-fil-A, building a Chick-fil-A over
there?
Yeah,
they are.
Where?
Zumbel.
That's where the old Red Roof Inn was, right?
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Been there.
Don't want
to. They're gonna have to dig down deep, and put some new dirt.
Like
brand new dirt. There's a Chipotle or Qdoba going there too.
Just new dirt. Let's get back to new dirt. God, I would drive by there and have to wash my hands. You know, golly. When in doubt, stop in there for
this next generation. This next generation of kids.
Silver.
This next generation of kids is gonna like not understand anything about that.
No, I'm like, remember 25 years ago there used to be. I swear there's dead people on that living underneath there.
Probably they're probably like, dead people living in it.
Yes,
like still in the rooms.
Oof.
Yeah.
So, anyways, looking forward to some new eateries. Chick-fil-A. I also want to pump up a jam on a new cold cut place coming in that nobody knows about. It's going to be located right next to King Edwards in El Magway over there.
Okay.
First off, it's El Magway, not El Magui. And it's Jungerman, not Youngerman, for all you St. Charles people out there who are listening to the program. I'm tired of people calling it Youngerman Road. It's Jungerman. Anyways.
I agree with both of those, what you said.
Yeah, 100%. It's good.
Whoever says El Magui, I don't want to talk to you.
Just kick him in the balls and be done with it, right? So what ends up happening here is there's a cold cut shop that's going to open up there. It's going to be kind of themed. They're going to do carry out and stuff. But, you know, one thing I think St. Charles is missing is just kind of a fresh new cold cut place. You go in there and get a nice cold cut, maybe a soup, maybe.
I like deli sandwiches.
Yeah, and I think they're going to do like a meat of the week, and they run out, you know. But some of my good buddies up there at Hangout at Tubby's, Tony Lipka, is in charge, Mr. Cold Cut. But that's going to be open here in the next month or two.
Icky Woods. Isn't Icky Woods Mr. Coldcut?
No, Icky Shuffle is not. Well, I don't know. I've never heard anybody named Coldcut before this guy, so. Well,
you've seen that commercial, though, right?
I have, and I don't watch TV, and I fast forward through everything, so I'm always watching stuff that happened previously because I'm too busy with going to Fenton and watching baseball games.
Yeah.
You know? Icky. I just remember the Icky Shuffle. Anyways, let's go ahead and move on with our show here. Let's talk about, you know, the basketball season. We're kind of basketball guys. It ended up, months ago. We're almost at senior nights of baseball season. But we ended up with the Warriors. Obviously, the team that I coach, St. Charles West, has won their, I think it's the third district title in the last 10 years, beating Orchard Farm. What a crazy game that was. Two teams that should have probably scored 70 points scored, 40-36 or something. What was your opinion on that game, if you even remember? It was terribly long time ago.
No, I remember it. That was, I'm going to preface it with this. Best half of defensive basketball I've seen in St. Charles West history.
I agree. Held them to, I think...
7 points.
7 points in the second half.
And it never felt like a game that West was going to lose.
Yeah.
As crazy as it is to say, they played awful in the first half, but...
Well, speak for yourself. I was thinking to myself, good golly, how are we going to win this sucker?
Yeah, that guts, like...
It was guts. You know, you get a lot of, obviously St. Charles West, we're more of an offensive basketball team. We pride ourselves on offense and just doing things the right way. And, you know, I've been questioned about our defensive effort plenty of times in the past. But if you look at our record, over plenty of years, we hold teams to about 47, 48 points. That might be because we hold the ball a little bit. But it was nice to get a win. It's always
really?
Good.
We hold the ball.
Well, sometimes we have to when we play some of these monsters. But this past year was a good year. They went on and lost to Mexico, who was 27-0, I believe, at
that
the time.
That was a good trip going up to watch Mexico. Yeah. We looked at them. We're like, this isn't Vashon.
Yeah, Lou and I.
Vashon proved.
We traveled up there on a Saturday. It was a great experience. Mr. Shy drove us up there and we watched some hoops. And, it's crazy as a coach in St. Louis. You drive up to watch these teams who are 25-26-0, and you walk in and there's their fan base is just all over the place. It's really neat. But then you kind of watch them and you're like, how would they succeed in playing in St. Louis? And I think we kind of determined that if they played a schedule like us, we kind of thought they'd be somewhere around 23-6 or something like that. And if they played a schedule like the big dogs in St. Louis do, like your private schools or your big schools, they probably would have been about, I don't know, probably 17-10. You know, it's just different basketball. But they played really well and got us. And then, of course, they traveled and lost to Vashon by 25 and kind of got the taste of what it's like. But as far as, St. Charles in sports, what a run by Duchenne and Coach Wade Buslog, who throughout the year, him and I always chat, and next thing you know, it's kind of like both of us, these long seasons, you're kind of like, man, what am I going to do? Do I want to jump off a cliff? Do I just want to quit? You know, can I stay strong with my
Duchenne
guys?
A whole roller coaster of it.
It was, tell me about that.
I mean, it was best player returning quit,
yep.
And then you got other guys stepping up. They're below 500 going to districts, so all of a sudden they end up below 500, but... get fourth in the state, or is it third, or did it, I don't remember.
I think they did lose both their games down there, but they finished fourth in the state, and I think the game that everybody will remember that's a Duchenne follower is that game where they beat Monroe City.
Yeah, that's a huge win, and this was the year Monroe City was supposed to be really good, too.
And I think it's just great for the community and great for coaches around town, especially in St. Charles and anywhere, to realize, like, if you can just hang on and keep your team together and keep grinding, and yes, it helps, just like us this year, I think, in our case, as opposed to St. Charles High and some teams around town. But us and Duchenne had a ride through the district that was on our side, and it's what you do after that. And after that, I remember talking to Coach Buslog. He said, Monroe City's going to be tough, but then once they pulled that game off, the next team, I think he thought he had a chance. And you kind of see that vision in front of you in that picture, and I think it's a season that I think Coach Buslog could write a long book about.
Yeah,
you know,
really,
and good for him and good for Duchenne to kind of take advantage of that, because there's many coaches in the St. Louis area that would have lost this team multiple times throughout the year. But it also preaches back to what a coach he is, of keeping these guys together and kind of understanding the process and understanding that it's high school kids at the same time. If we can keep these kids positive, motivated, understand the schedule is going to get easier throughout the season, because he did play a really tough schedule this year, I thought. But kudos to them and their athletic program, because that's a good run for them.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of another run, how about the St. Peter's team? Not talking St. Peter Church, we're talking St. Peter's in the NCAA tournament. How about that 15 seed making the Elite Eight?
That's just basketball, and it's get a group of guys that believe and a coach that believes. And I think in the tournament sometimes, it's kind of like if Iggy and I were going out one night and we said we were going to go to one establishment and have a couple and have a good time and come home, and then you end up playing the jukebox a couple times and the music's running. And
happens.
Yeah, and next thing you know, it's 2:30 and you're at the casino and you get home and you wake up the next morning after scrounging some Taco Bell and you're like, what a night. And there's things that just have to fall in line for nights like that to happen. And I think it just kind of fell in to a situation where you got Dougie fresh out there for him. You got the coach who's, you know, after every game just being 100% confident in his guys. You have a good group. But what do you think why do you think they had the run, Lou?
They beat Kentucky.
Yeah. And what happens when you beat Kentucky? You think you can beat anybody, right?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know who that would be like in the high school. That would kind of be like, oh, I don't know.
Be like beating a CBC or a Chaminade.
Right.
Much. And like the first, really more like beating Incarnate, but.
Yeah, it'd be like a mid-average guys team beating Incarnate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
But it's one of those deals where they just kept moving and running. I think the NCAA tournament is so freaking cool.
Yeah, and at the same time, for St. Peter's, like, it was bound to happen at some point that a 15 seed was going to make a run like that. Like you see it, these mid-major schools.
You say it's bound to happen. It never happened.
But you know what I'm saying.
I get it.
Yeah.
Do you think also you say it's bound to happen maybe because basketball is becoming a sport where
I think you're starting to see the line blurred a little bit more between mid-major and the high majors. Now, if you would have told me St. Peter's was the mid-major that makes it as a 15 seed, that would have surprised me. I would have thought someone like an A-10 or Missouri Valley that backdoors their way in the tournament, somehow that got a lower seed and that makes an Elite Eight.
And I think there's just so much interest in the game.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you start talking about youth sports at the age of like 11 to 18, basketball's king around here. Yeah. And I think basketball's king many places. It's indoors, it's reliable, there's places to play. And I think you're going to continue to see this. I mean, when you got 1,200 kids in the portal, which we'll talk about later, that's, you know, this past year, 1,200 kids weren't happy with where they were. No, they were happy. They just wanted better opportunities, and it's going to be an interesting thing.
I'm not sure all 1,200 kids were happy where they were, though.
You're right, but Jay Wright was like, screw it, I'm done.
Yep.
Jay Wright was like, I'm not dealing with this portal stuff. He gets out right at the great time. What a great coach. I think the best thing that sums up Jay Wright, in my opinion, was the Twitter video that's going around when they won the national championship, and he literally just pivots, shakes the other team coach's hand.
Yep.
Good game. We won.
Yeah.
He just does it the right way, but I don't think his right way is the way basketball's going. He doesn't want to have to recruit the same or different kids every year. He wants 7 kids as sophomores and juniors eventually that he can proceed with and get better and play his game, play off 2 feet.
And as we were talking before the show, those are the type of teams where you can keep those guys together. Those are the type of teams that are going to have an even better shot of winning national titles from here on out with the transfer portal.
Would you say a team like St. Louis University with Yuri Collins back? Will they be a team next year that could be one of these teams that you look around and they got the guys, Jimerson, you got the Hargrove kid, you've got Thatch, you've got Erie back.
They're going to be scary next year.
But aren't they kind of what you're talking about? Like, can a team that's experienced with 22-year-old kids?
Do you think they're better than a team that got wrecked by the COVID season?
Yes.
Okay.
Then because Javante's back.
Yeah, there you go.
So now you have that same group mixed with the guys who are still, we're still in that group that are now more experienced.
Yeah, they're scary good. Like, I think they could make a run.
I think they can. I think, you know, your definition of kind of what, you know what Slu's team reminds me of?
What is it?
A Villanova team.
Yep.
Like, it's a team with experienced guys, and I think it could be somewhere. I think it could do a lot. On that, you know, that's just...
Travis Ford, criminally underrated coach right now here in the state of Missouri.
He is. You know, he's doing what Mizzou wanted their coach to do with getting the local talent and compete. And let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's transition right into Missouri.
Yeah.
New coach, Coach Gates.
Coach Gates, yeah.
And when Coach Gates was locked in, I don't think the public enjoyed him. They enjoyed the hire. And then like 2 weeks after, I think I'm in love with this guy.
Yeah.
What's his thing on Twitter? He's jumping around every time he jumps around.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets a recruit. And it's kind of like, oh man, who is it? You know, and he's got some good guys coming in. You told me before the show you still think they'll be around the 500 mark, you think?
Well, here's the thing with that. You can go out and get guys in the transfer portal that are good. Like, you can do all that. But they got to have good chemistry on the floor. You cannot force chemistry as a coach. And that's where I think where Mizzou is. They're already behind the eight ball because they don't have the most skilled guys in the SEC.
But I thought their staff sucked. True. The last 5-6 years. I think Konzo was a decent guy, but I thought he had his boys on his staff. I didn't think it. Like, can you name one person on his staff?
No.
By a name or a last name? I can't.
No.
And they weren't visible. The assistants, this guy.
That's the problem you have when you have a coach that does all the recruiting by himself.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like there was a lot there. I'm just excited with the excitement. I mean, I almost feel like they have Drinkwitz on the basketball side of things. And it seems like he's got this relationship as he was at Florida State. He's got these relationships with the junior college kids, and the assistants that he's got have these relationships. And I just I feel like he's just one of those guys that's able to go get dudes. And yeah. I just didn't think at Missouri the last 5 or 6 years they were able to go get dudes, and the dudes they got were pretty silly dudes, you know. And it's just kind of like there was no why behind the guys they were getting. So I'm interested to see that hire. I think that's great. Another thing we missed is some, and we always like to talk a little bit of golf, but we had the Masters.
Some guy named Tiger came back for it.
He did, and he limped around on the last day. He was using his driver as a cane to walk around, so I didn't know about that.
He made the cut, though.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that was great. It really was.
It was great for golf. I think another thing, too, is around the U.S. and country, golf is really starting to just blow up.
Yeah.
You know, you got high school golf teams now that are deep, and they got multiple kids playing. I think you have kids that would normally maybe even play a baseball or run some track and field are now playing golf, and I think the golf industry is blowing up. But anytime you got that red guy, any red shirt on walking on Sundays, I did lose $200 on Scheffler.
Scheffler he was playing best in the world. Like, he's won 4 tournaments, including Augusta.
Do you know Scotty Scheffler played at Bogey Hills?
Yeah, I watched him.
And did you know that he stayed 2 nights with a member at Bogey Hills?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Mr. Liston and the Liston family, who's a members at Bogey Hills. Mm-hmm. He came and played, I think it was in the Adams Tour.
Yeah, I was there. Liston. I watched him.
That sounds familiar, Liston.
Liston Homes, and proud sponsor of the Chuck and Lou podcast here, is a home industry here on Main Street over by Raleigh's. They do home interior design. So
that's
let's
why it sounds familiar.
Mr. Liston, his name's Keith Liston, runs the business here, proud sponsor.
Chuck I should and know him.
Donates money. Daughter works with me at Orchard Farm. Great family. Oh. Bogey Hills members. But yeah, true story. He stayed at their house a couple nights. The next thing you know, he's the best golfer in the world.
And he's wearing a green jacket.
And I love the story about him waking up in the morning and crying to his wife saying, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that about 3 days a week when I go to work.
Get over it.
Yeah. Or especially if
she's like, put your big boy pants on.
You need to put your big boy pants on and get your ass to work.
The better story is when he wears his green jacket around to avoid doing dishes and stuff.
Oh, I would definitely do that around my house.
Yeah.
I would just wear that jacket around and be like, screw it. Someone cut my grass.
Jacket.
My grass is really green right now, too. Everybody's grass is green all over rain.
Grass is growing crazy.
We'll find out the
everybody's
truth.
Grass really got green early this year.
Yeah, you'll figure out who's the real grass people around town here in about 6 weeks when everybody's grass is not green. Ooh. Besides those with the sprinkler systems.
Exactly.
Those are expensive. Well, let's move on. Now we got, we always like to kind of talk this time of year. It's when you sit down with the family and the coaches look at their wives, or the wife looks at the husband and says, are you really going to do this again when it comes to coaching? Whether it's at the high school level.
It's going to be Coach K next year.
Well, yeah, Coach K is going to get bored. College level, high school level, there's probably 7th grade girls at a, Sacred Heart coach that's probably like, I'm done with this crap, but sometimes you just have to kind of figure out, like, is it worth the grind? And we have some coaching changes. We have some coaches that have been obviously out of the game for a little bit, who are like, I can't stay at home with my dog and my wife any longer. I got to get out and kind of function. So the biggest one in St. Louis area is Coach Blossom, Jay Blossom from Webster Groves, who has won multiple, I believe, state championships and has been, I think he's won 3.
Yeah, 3.
And he's been kind of the face of basketball in the 2000s, especially from probably 2001 to about 2012, 15-ish. Obviously some great players at Webster Groves. Hops on social media, and he's going to take the job at CBC?
No, Principia.
No. Principia is like an animal.
No, we're talking Principia School.
Where is that?
Isn't it off Clayton Road?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Principia High School had a record of last year.
3-20, I guess.
3-19, I think. 3-20.
Yeah.
And he's going to go. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second. What is going on here? And then
that,
you look.
That blew me off my feet.
Oh, my God.
I saw that.
I thought, I was like, what is going on here? He obviously, those who are really into high school basketball, he took a couple, 2 or 3 years off here and followed his daughter, who was a volleyball player at Penn State. And now she's done, and he wants to get back in the mix. And I can't think that the fact that Webster Groves won a state championship last year, and he actually was helping the girls team there last year as an assistant, as a volunteer, and then watching them make that run and win another state championship, he had to be like, wait a second. I can do this again. I think he's 58, still young. But Principia, you know, I looked at their motto, and their motto for Principia on their website was, it's a student-centered boarding school grounded on teaching Christian Science.
Oh.
I think tomorrow, if you look at the website, it's going to say, Principia is a basketball school with a great new venue that is centered around defending and fouling the shit out of you until the refs get tired of calling fouls. Fire up, JB.
That does not sound like Principia basketball. It sounds like Webster Groves basketball.
So I think Coach Blossom. I think it's awesome. I love Coach Jay. I reached out to him, and you know, it's interesting because you've seen the trails of these coaches that were really good coaches in high school level. Terry Hollander, Jay Blossom. What did they do 2 or 3 years after? They went and coached at private schools.
Yeah.
And because I think as a public high school basketball coach, when you're really good, you think, can I go act like that and go get a bunch of dudes and win games? And they get kind of like, I want to do what those other guys do, mm-hmm. because you can't do it legally at the school that you're at. And you might get some transfers in, like the Robertson brothers. And obviously Jay had to, you know, curdaddle Cartier Gordon for 3 years. And he gets great players like Courtney Ramey because of his success. And but, there's multiple times where I've sat around and go, can I go coach there and then just go to AAU games and CNR games and run around and handpick guys and create my own, you know, video game team? And he wants to play a national schedule at Principia in 2 years. Now let's look
at Principia's schedule last year. They played Orchard Farm twice in their first three games.
Okay.
Valley Park.
VP. Win.
Yep.
But did they win that one?
No.
Oh, goodness.
Bayless.
I got to get Bayless on there.
They beat them. St. Louis Patriots.
Are they homeschooled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Valley Park again. Beat them.
Got to have more VP. You can't get enough of VP on your schedule.
Yep. Gateway Science Academy.
Well, it's very similar to them. They're science Christian based.
Yep. John Burroughs.
Yep.
MICDS.
Oh.
Priory.
No. Oh. They have to play them, don't they? Yep. A couple of those teams.
Yep. North County Christian.
Wherever that is.
O'Fallon Christian.
W.
Nah.
No.
Uh-oh.
You've said enough.
Yeah.
So, I did see last night a friend of mine showed me a picture that Principia in 2019 got a $15 million anonymous donation that was directed towards athletics.
$15 million anonymous donation.
And then, of course, COVID hits, and then Jay gets to go watch his daughter play, and then it just so happens that the building is three-fourths of the way done. It's going to be the nicest, I think he said, the nicest field house kind of atmosphere. Field house is when you kind of have the windows and you have the sunlight coming in. He said nicest field house in Missouri. He's got two strength coaches. He's got,
doesn't sound like a high school thing.
It's not. It's a private school just kind of saying, let's go.
Yeah.
And he's kind of obviously in the right spot for this. So really cool for him. That's going to be crazy. Yeah. Now, moving on to local stuff. St. Charles High has hired a new football coach. I believe his name is Dan McMullen.
Mm-hmm.
He is very feisty already on the Twitter tweets, and you can tell that he's a guy that's very motivated. I can tell you right now that anytime you take a varsity job, no matter your age, you're going to be the most motivated you possibly have ever been. Because I've been there. When you take jobs like this, it's like taking over Duke in the basketball world. It's like taking over LSU in the football world. You just want it so bad, and you're going to be 100 miles an hour, and you just hope that the kids are also on board to go 100 miles an hour. What are your thoughts on that hire?
Well, that's the thing with St. Charles High, is are the kids going to be on board? Because as maybe a month ago at this time, I'm not entirely sure they would have a football team next year.
Right. That was the whole rumor. Sure. When the season ended last year, you walk around town, it was, what's going to happen here? They had two freshmen and in the whole program, and it was like, how are West and High going to combine to have one football team, even though you can't because your classification's too high? And it was kind of like, what is going to happen? So he's got a long road ahead of him. He's definitely poised to do so, and he's definitely ready. But what do you think? I mean,
it's a tall task, but I think it can be done.
I think it can be done. I think that, you know, the biggest thing is there. You have to understand there's athletes there. And there's athletes there that you have to approach when they're like we have done at St. Charles West. You got to approach those athletes in fifth, sixth grade, and you have to get them on board. I think the biggest thing he's got to do is get really involved in the Titans program. Obviously, St. Charles West has had their number for I don't know how many years in a row.
Since like 2004.
So a long time. And West has a good job of, I think, getting their athletes to play football. I think in St. Charles area here within the 20-mile radius, the flag football circuit has become really, really popular, where I think there's a lot more kids getting interest in this sport of football because they're not having to go out there and hit and tackle. And I think you're going to see the flag football community growing. It is already. And I think that'll hopefully initiate once a kid maybe enters high school to play football. I don't think kids have to play football in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade and beat the, you know, living tar out of each other. I think you can be a really good football player in high school by starting when you're a freshman. By, okay, I know the concept of the game.
Especially as a skill player.
Right. You know, someone who's pretty fast and skilled. It's, the problem in, with high school football, you see, is can we get enough linemen to get out there on both sides of the ball?
That is the main spot that gets injured in
absolutely. Because yeah, a lot of times you're getting those kids and kind of not, you know, you see the kid that's 220 pounds walking around school. You're like, you should be playing football, and he does, and he's not in the greatest athletic shape. And they're the ones who usually are in the trenches getting hurt. And then all of a sudden, one or two of them get hurt, and you just don't have enough of them. And the quarterback's being drilled every time. The line is just an issue with smaller schools.
Yep.
But it'll be interesting to see what Dan can do. Congratulations to Blake French, who's the new girls basketball coach over at St. Charles High. She was a 1,000-point scorer at St. Charles West. I'm happy for Blake. I think she's awesome. I think she'll do a great job.
And she's taking over at, I don't want to, I will say it is the right time to take over for her, because St. Charles High, they had a rough year last year in girls basketball, but they can only go up from here. Like, because they got a young team that's not terrible.
And she's taken over the, you know, the fact when you take that job as a head coach, she's pretty young. It's got to be nice that the new athletic director at St. Charles High was the old basketball coach who you worked under in Ben Owens. So congratulations to Ben. He'll do a great job, but he'll also help Blake Long. I think he'll do a great job with having the fact that two of the main sports are going to have two new coaches. And Ben wants to win. I mean, Ben has been a competitive dude since he coached me in basketball when I was 17 and he was 22. He's a competitive dude, and he's been around, and he's gonna really do anything he can, I think, to get those two coaches seen, heard, get them in the middle schools and doing things to get these kids excited. And I think this, the school district of St. Charles has done a good job of allowing facilities to be open for these feeder teams in basketball, especially to play. And I think she'll do a great job, and congratulations to Ben Owens now, on the AD job.
Now, Blake French is the only girls basketball coach in the city of St. Charles that she's the only girls basketball coach in St. Charles right now.
Yes.
Duchenne and St. Charles West do not have girls coaches.
Duchenne does not have a coach. St. Charles West does not have a coach. I know Duchenne, when you talk about future players coming their way, I just know that 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, they do have some families who went there back in the day who are really involved. I know St. Cletus around town is one of the city county in girls basketball. I know there are some athletes, especially.
That's not the only one in St. Charles County, or St. Charles area, one in city county.
Who else we got?
Bar Mail wanted for the boys in 8th grade.
That's right. And Bar Mail has a heavy sense of athleticism that's headed to Orchard Farm, I believe, to play some basketball. But it's crazy to think that Duchenne and St. Charles West don't have coaches. And the rumors at Duchenne, I haven't heard too many of those about that coach. But I do know that the one at West is a little bit intriguing.
Yeah, a little.
I've heard rumors that there's a name on the court there at St. Charles West that could possibly be maybe interested in that girl's job.
Possibly.
So if you hear anything about that, let me know. But I would look out for a name that many of you know that starts with a T and the last name starts with an H that might have an interest in that girl's job and coming back home and coaching on his court. So that'll be interesting to see what goes there. But we always like to kind of break some news on the show to kind of get some people speculating a little bit. But
his name literally is on the court.
That's twice.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy.
But what if you're coaching and your name's on the court? You're like, all right, we're going to start our offense. I need one person on my name over there, another person on my name over here. I would just curtail all my offense to my name. That's all I do.
I would just hope that I don't get fired.
Yeah. Right. That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Yikes.
So, you know, we'll see. But I think it's interesting news breaking here on the Chuck and Lou show. Other than that, transfer portal. Let's get into that. Let's talk a little bit. We have We'll start local with a young man, Trent Champagne, who was at St. Charles West and obviously went to Emmanuel Lutheran, and he's been a name around town, and he's trained a lot of our kids out here in St. Charles. He is headed to play basketball. Obviously, he's leaving Lindenwood, who is turning into a D1 school now. We'll talk a little bit about that. And I know Lou here is still on the I wouldn't say the staff, but he's on the manager role there, and it's been interesting with that. But Trent Champagne is heading to Millikan University that is coached by Kramer Soderberg.
Yeah, another St. Charles West guy.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if you had to talk to people around town, if you take the 90s away, which were fantastic, obviously with Ryan Robertson, Troy Robertson, Coach Hollander winning state championship in 95. But if you kind of look at from like the 2005 to current, I would assume you're probably talking about two of the better players to ever play at St. Charles West hooking up again as
second,
coach and player.
Best scorers in St. Charles West history.
I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, how many times in
in your life? Do you ever hear the fact that, as far as their age as well, they're, what, within 12 years of each other, probably? 10, 12?
Yeah. Trent was watching Kramer growing up.
I mean, Trent wanted to be Kramer, you know, and here it falls in the hands of having one of the better players and the better the coaches. And Trent's obviously going to do well there, but Kramer Soderberg as a coach at Millikan, he finally got his chance, and this year I think they made their tournament, I think, for the first time
in a long time. That conference is tough.
How long? I'm going to get your opinion on this. How many years does Kramer Soderberg, until he's a Division II or Division I basketball coach, how many head coach? Because he's obviously the head coach at a Division III place now. He's been there 1 year. He had success. We all know what he can do. What's your timetable on him to be a Division I coach? Let's put it there.
What's the over-under?
I'm going to say Division I, either lead assistant at a nice school. So
like what his dad is.
Yeah. Or even at like a Missouri State.
What's the over-under?
I would say, I'm going to put the over-under on years at Millikan. Let's just say that, because I could see him being a head coach at Division II level in a hurry. I'm going to say 3 years.
I'll take the under.
Under?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be interesting, because I think it's going to be quick.
Yeah.
I think he's
young. That's the thing.
He's young, and he's had a good experience. He's got a good resume. He's put his time in there. He's been patient. And I think he's going to win, and I think he's going to do things there where I think his next job, in my opinion, will be a head Division II level. But I think it'll be a higher-tier Division II. And I think the over-under set at 3. You took the under. I think you're probably correct there. So congrats to Trent. Obviously today, Uri Collins comes out, and obviously he's back at SLU, which is crazy. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but we talk about paying these players now. And, you know, you heard the rumor about going to Tennessee and how he got $200,000 to go to Tennessee, and now he's back at SLU. Who's paying him? And
Troy Robertson, maybe?
Is Troy Robertson forking out the checkbook here, selling houses and throwing Uri some cash, or is it Brown and Crouppen?
Could be.
Iggy, you said you saw the guy from Brown and Crouppen one time at a grocery store?
I used to live in Richmond Heights, and I saw him in the grocery store one night. Looked like he had maybe a couple too many drinks, and he was eating out of the loose, like, food bin, you know, where
you go in there just all you can in one bag.
Yeah, you just scoop out some nuts or whatever you want to eat, some dried coconut shavings or whatever you're looking for, and you get a big bag of it, and he was just eating out of it.
He was just going after it.
I'll have some of this, and I'll have some of this.
I did that, too, back in the day at the old, I think it was called National.
Okay, how old were you, though?
A 9.
Okay, that was up the side.
And they had, like, the self-serve candy. You could put it all in one bag. Dude. Mom wasn't looking, it was like, go. I'd have like a nut, a Jolly Rancher, and like a Spree in my mouth all at one time.
He wasn't 9.
I guess that's obvious.
He's always looked the same. He's always had white hair. He's always been kind of the same.
But I think it'll be interesting. You know, I thought first off, right off the bat when he came back, I thought, you know, I was thinking Becky's Carpet and Tile.
Yeah.
Remember that lady who flew around up in the sky by the arch on the rug?
They were scary looking.
She was.
Yes. Was she female Aladdin or something?
Kinda.
And like she was from Fenton.
Only if she, Aladdin from Fenton.
Yeah.
No. Something like that.
Do you call those rugs? Is that what you call them?
She was on a flying carpet.
A carpet rug.
Yeah, it's a rug though.
Yeah. And she'd be like, kind of carpet. And she was weird.
Yes. You know who would probably be another good candidate to pay Uri Collins? Car Shield.
I think, well, they got cash.
Yeah, they definitely do. Getting Ryan O'Reilly and Pat Maroon in those cringe commercials.
Oh, God. Ryan Kelly. No 1-2-3 Mortgage. Or maybe Oktoberfest could sponsor Uri. Uri could just come hang out at Oktoberfest and just, you know, get him a booth.
Just sit on a big chair.
I got one of those big chairs you could sit on. Uri. Yeah. It's a big, it's like 8 feet high.
Really?
Somebody gave it to me. I think one of our neighbors did because they didn't want it. And you were kind of hanging out. Next thing you know, it was like, it's a cool chair.
Next thing you know, it's in your garage.
It is. Yeah. There's shit in my garage that's like, you'd probably live in my garage and be all right.
I might start doing that then.
Yeah, come on over. Be careful. Lindenwood to D1.
Yeah.
I mean, what a shocker. No one knew this. And it was just kind of like, boom.
Yeah.
We have a D1 school in a mile away.
Yeah. Like, wow.
Shocking.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of those deals, too, where how does this work? You probably know. Can they play in the NCAA tournament next year? How does this work? Is it like a 2 or 3 year phase?
A four year phase
for all sports?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's how it should be. I know I'm biased because we're moving to D1, but that kind of seems to be a sense all the way across. Now, who was it? Someone, it was Bellarmine, who was in the GLVC when Lindenwood joined, and it moved up to D1. They won their conference tournament this year, and they couldn't compete in the NCAA tournament.
No shit.
Yeah.
So it's possible that Lindenwood in the next 4 years could win their conference tournament, but then who goes to the tournament? The team that finished second?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Lindenwood can still play in conference tournaments. That's fine.
Yeah, they just can't go to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, now, for people out there, the reason that is because if you're really good and all of a sudden you apply and you start the first year and you're really good, it has to be there. They need the buffer, the 3 or 4 year buffer. But how cool is it to have this in our backyard? It'll be interesting to see the athletes around town. You know, the athletes are probably going to look a little different. They're probably going to be a little taller, faster, bigger, stronger.
It's going to be interesting. I'll tell you what, Saturday afternoons.
Main Street's going to be popping.
Saturday afternoons at Hunter Stadium are going to be a little bit different too. Because that's going to be the thing to do in town now.
Well, that and now you can pay these guys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tubby's can sponsor the foreman in the post and be like,
sponsor,
hey,
Braden Faust too.
Yeah, or they could just sponsor the. I'd go after like a kind of a like a four guy in the post who was a really good post player and just call him the Tubby player of the game, and you get like a, you know, free steak and $100. Yeah. You know, but there's gonna be people around town that are paying these guys to come hang out. Now we talk about, you know, still competing in that conference and competing in the area and competing with different schools.
Wait, what conference are they joining, though?
Is it the OVC?
Yeah, the Ohio Valley.
And who's in that conference now? I know there's been some teams who left, but for the community, like, who?
Got SEMO.
Okay.
SIUE.
Okay.
Got UT Martin would be somewhat closer one.
UT Martin. One time I played them in baseball at SLU on a Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
And they were so jealous that our baseballs were so white. When we were in BP, and they used the yellow training balls.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, dang, St. Louis, you got some money, man. You got them white balls. And they're out there hitting those yellow practice balls.
Another team, Southern Indiana, they're also moving up from D2 to D1. They're joining the Ohio Valley. The ones leaving were Belmont and Murray State. They're going to greener pastures in the Missouri Valley.
So you won't see, like, John Morant. But yeah, those are two teams that were – good.
Yeah. Murray State this year, they were so good because those were all the leftovers from who was recruited to play with Ja.
Right.
Yeah, think about that. Think how long they've been there. They were recruited to play with Ja, and they've stuck around. They got, like, what, 7 seed in NCAA tournament or something like that? Yeah, that's crazy.
So it is. It's a good conference. I think it's a good place for them to start. Are we missing any teams? So we're missing a couple.
There's probably a couple.
But just to see the talent level come into town here is exceptional. I mean, I understand, you know, it's got to be a lot on administration. It's got to be a lot on the coaches who are currently there. Obviously, if you're a coach who's currently there, your pay is going to increase a little bit. Everything's going to increase. But the expectations are going to be super high. And I think for those coaches and administration, they're going to have a tall task at hand. But I think it's something that, for all of them, you know, no matter their success or not, you're now coaching a Division I team. And whether you are here for 15 years, 3 years, 20 years as an administrator or as a coach or as a player, now you're moving on, if you needed to ever, as a Division I athlete. And that's just great for the community. It's awesome. I can't wait to 5 years from now to see where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good time period to kind of reevaluate, you know, how the move was. But moving on, we'll go ahead. Let's go ahead and hop into Blues and Cardinals thoughts. You know, the Blues are, I told you I'd give you more than 30 seconds. The time is yours. Talk to me about the Blues. How many games we got left? Where are we at in the playoffs? And then, of course,
as
when the playoffs start.
We'll have 2 games left after tonight with tonight's game TBD. They've clinched a playoff spot. We know who we're playing. Got Minnesota in the first round, who the Blues have owned this year.
Haven't they beat them, like, 7 out of the last 8 or
9 out of the last 10? And, that's never good going into the playoffs. It can depend. But the only thing we don't know is who's got home ice in the first round.
And we're still working on that.
Yep.
So there's still something to be told here.
Yep.
And it's between them, too, right?
Yep. And I know it can depend. Sometimes it can be a good thing. Sometimes it isn't for home ice. Both teams have really good records at home this year. And, yeah, like, some of the best in the league. So
both teams are really good at home. So this is a big deal.
Yep.
And the old, does anybody have any games in hand?
Minnesota's 1 game in hand.
And we want home ice. I had a buddy last night. We were talking. He called it home rink.
Yeah, that's another good name.
What is that?
You
it's
are
home ice. Home.
Yep.
It's a guy that usually buckles all kinds of names in sports deals. He doesn't pay enough attention to it. So the Blues, what are your chances? I'm just going to go ahead and say it right now. Percentage of chances to win the Stanley Cup?
5% of right now. 5%? There's a team. There's a team named Colorado that we're going to have to play in the second round.
Stan Kroenke, still the goalie for them?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and he's got a team. They are speed.
They're just fast and big. Big fast, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Blues do have the heaviest team in the league, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kind of like even without Pat Maroon?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Man. Oh, so Pat. Have the Avalanche lost more than 10 games all year?
Probably not.
Oh, goodness. I think they've lost 13 or 14.
Yeah, they're just something else.
They're tricky, and they're tough at home, too. They're tough anywhere. But good luck to the Blues. You know, I just hope it gives me 2 months to watch, because I firmly believe if playoff hockey literally gives you 2 months of your life. I mean, yeah. They don't end until June, right?
Probably going to be end of June, because first week's going to be early May.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole new season starting up there.
And you also know that we're going to need it, because, you know, the Cardinals, historically in May, they...
So historically in May, the Cardinals suck.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Just look at them the last few years.
Really? So May's terrible? You know, I do remember saying several times in the last couple of years, like, the Cardinals better be happy that the Blues are playing well, because then they're not being talked about. What do you think about the Cardinals this year?
They got them. They're really good defensively. Their lineup's going to be good offensively. Their pitching concerned me.
Yeah, pitching concerns
honestly,
me.
Honestly, it has nothing to do with Flaherty or Reyes hurt. Because honestly, I could care less about those two being out.
Right.
I don't think Flaherty provides any value when he's healthy as of right now.
Okay.
Because the last we've seen him healthy was when he started out on a tear in 2021. But he wouldn't have kept it up the entire season.
He's more interested in Instagram, I think. Instagram models.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, he just wants to be out of here.
Yeah, and Reyes, I don't know.
Like this for 5-6 years, hasn't
it? Yeah. I do like the idea of Hicks starting, though.
What are your thoughts on that?
I have no problem with it, because that's how it should have been the entire time.
Okay. I do think you're right. I think the pitching is going to take a toll. I think Michaelis has done well so far, which kind of surprised us. I saw Dak threw a good game the other day, but I just
don't. People really don't get how good Dakota Hudson was in 2019 as a rookie.
Yeah.
Had 16 wins.
As a rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got the chance, he's got the potential, but they're one arm injury away from just really being in a tough spot.
Yeah, then you got to go get Johan Oviedo. Hey, they got some guy wearing number 5 again that wore it for a while.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to have him rolling around.
Yeah, I was there on opening day.
That is awesome.
That was something else, seeing him come up to the plate.
That is so cool.
Eight-year-old me was screaming again.
Man, it's just seeing that number and him in the box has been awesome. So hopefully the Blues continue rolling along here and the Cardinals continue. You know, I think they're 9-5 right now, and it's baseball. There's 3 million games. Check back in August 1st, and we'll let you know what's going on.
You think 162 is too long this season?
I think doing anything 162 times is terribly long.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything I'd want to do 162 times.
Don't you already do something 162 times in a year called school?
180 times.
Yeah.
There's plenty of days where I'm
thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. I guess it means I got 25. Yeah, so I'm like in the playoff run of school right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm either going to make the playoffs or not, you know.
Fall on your face.
I'm okay with not making the playoffs. Wouldn't that be a hoot?
Get an early draft pick.
Your math test scores were so good, you get to stay another 2 weeks.
Yay!
Let's do it, kids.
no summer.
Yeah. Let's not go swimming or do anything cool. Anyway, so to end the night, we'll just kind of talk about a few nitwittery things. We have the NBA playoffs going on. Last night, that girl jumped on the floor here. You said she glued herself to the floor earlier.
I was the playing round last night. She dresses up as an NBA ref and tries getting on the floor for whatever reason.
Now if you saw it last night, it's worth tuning into Twitter. The security guard was right next to her, and her friend put the video up to video her, and she jumped over the front row and was tackled.
It wasn't even a phone either. It was like some 90s camcorder too.
Oh, really?
That's when the security guard knew what really was up.
And so nowadays, let me get this right. People run on the floor or a baseball field to protest something?
Yeah, she's protesting the former owner of the Timberwolves.
Okay.
Because supposedly...
The former owner?
The former owner, the one who sold
then
it to
A-Rod. Protest somewhere else. Like...
And it's because of chickens?
Yeah, because apparently he kills chickens.
Well, you know, don't we all just eat those things? I mean, somebody's got to kill them, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, what am I going to do without tubby wings?
Exactly.
Or today, I ordered something today off Grubhub that was chickeny, and I totally forgot the place I ordered it from. It was pretty good. Chicken conviction or something? Conviction chicken?
What?
I don't know if this was like somewhere, somebody's basement.
Someone.
We got a new sponsor tonight, Conviction Chicken. I don't know where it's at. Type it in, and it was pretty good.
Right. Are we finding chickens guilty of something? Or?
Let's get in touch. Yeah.
I mean,
they've been convicted and sentenced, and
poor chickens are having a rough night on the podcast.
Poor chickens.
And Ben Simmons last night, he did look like a Skittle.
Ben Simmons bench. Also trying to get the Nets swept by ruling himself out tomorrow night.
I'm trying to like correlate that to a real job. So I wonder what he gets paid. He's probably getting paid
$20 million.
$20 million. He hasn't played a game all year long.
Yep.
He
gets traded to a new organization where he refuses to play.
And then you see him in the background of practice is doing like yoga.
Yep.
And he sits on the bench in an outfit that looks like a Skittle.
And he gets to watch KD and Ramadan and Kyrie.
And I don't understand. I don't even know how to correlate. I think that would be, as a teacher, because that's kind of my job, that would be like showing up every day, going to the principal's office, stretching, maybe working on some handwriting of my own, maybe going to the blackboard and working on my blackboard skills, but then not going to teach and just getting a sub every day. But not
doing anything about your job, really.
No, just hitting the sub button every day.
Just like using all their resources all day long. And
I'm there.
Right.
You know? And I'm only there a little bit, but I'm there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm brewing a coffee, delivering a coffee, or, you know, maybe running an errand for a teacher.
What more could they want?
Right. We're going to pay you 80 grand to just run an errand, stretch, get coffee, maybe a recess aide. Go out there and make sure no one's fighting.
Recess aide?
What a terrible job that is.
What, being a recess aide?
Yeah. You got 100 kids rolling around out there just beating the crap out of each other, doing things just to get away with.
Do they get to use, like...
There's two eyes on them the whole time. There's the kid over there on the saucer who fell off. You got the kid who doesn't know how to play football, but he's running around acting like he knows how to play football. The kid playing soccer who doesn't know how to play, so he just kicks everyone in the shins. Then the kids who play sports get pissed because...
Right. They go play by themselves. You got
just
the
jump ropers who just run around and jump rope fall on their face. Teachers are out there. They don't want to be out there, so they're not really helping watching. Mm. It's windy. It's wet. It's rainy. It's cold.
They'll learn eventually. That's not fun stuff.
No. You got that kid wearing a winter coat in 80 degree weather.
Or the kid who doesn't have the winter coat.
Right, and it's 20 degrees.
You're sending him into the lost and found just to grab anything.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing I'll never be is a recess monitor. Will Smith smacked somebody.
Yeah, he smacked Chris Rock. That was cool.
What's your thoughts on that? Who cares?
I have no comment.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I think they're both kind of in the wrong.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Rock, I mean, he probably pushed it too far, and Will Smith probably took it a little too personally, but you know what? I'm neither of those people, so.
Probably helped out Chris Rock in the long run, I would guess.
Chris Rock, I know, got another show booked here in St. Louis as a result of that.
Yeah, I mean... Man, getting a show booked in St. Louis is a real high priority for those guys.
It's like
Snoop Dogg was at the Hollywood Casino last night.
Was he doing what?
Singing.
Really?
Amongst other things.
Well.
But yeah, he was there. Like,
I didn't know that.
Does he really need to go from Super Bowl to Hollywood? What is going on at Hollywood Casino that he needs to be there last night?
Probably got offered some weed or something.
Maybe.
I mean...
Sure. You know, I don't know. He knows people. But he's also on a TV show right now, like on, I don't remember what channel it is, but with, one of the people from The Voice, they have this TV show now where they have people from different states, like...
Oh, yeah, Missouri like, wins, Missouri right, plays.
Each person represents a state.
And they can like have a talent or sing either one and then vote which state was better.
It's really boring.
Yeah.
Does it sound boring?
Yeah, it sounds absolutely. I think I tuned into that not too long ago and fell asleep immediately.
Yeah,
but anyways, it is golf season, and you know, good luck to all those guys out there who are playing in tournaments with your friends and just having a blast and then waking up the next morning and wondering why the hell you did that.
How much have you played so far this year?
I have played once.
I'm going to think. I think zero times.
You have played zero times?
Correct.
Did you retire?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it.
Wow.
I've gone to the range a couple times, and I've thought about hanging the clubs up for good.
Wow. I do have a couple, you know, I like to make early season wagers with friends.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wager with one friend. First one that wins 10 matches owes him $100. I'm up 1-0. That's the one round I've played. This guy stands no chance, by the way. He's like one of those guys I took advantage of, like, when conversation, and I'm like, dude, you got no chance. So I'm going to win that one. I also have a bet against the 13-year-old.
All right.
Whoa.
Yeah. And the 13-year-old shot 79 today.
How much? How much you got on that?
Three
one?
Guys were in on that one. 100 bucks a pop. So wow. I'm going to lose to a 13-year-old. I did get him to get match play. I think I might be able to get him in match play. I know no one in the world understands what match play is, but like just
if Washington
I
can, Rider Cup.
You know,
is that like adults only?
No, it kind of sounds like a website. but no, it's just where you, if you win the hole. So if I get a 5 and you get a 6, I win. But we don't count our total score. So the next hole, we just start over. So you just got to win more holes than the other guy.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's all about the holes. All
right.
One in that particular vantage point. You heard Charles Barkley talking the other night.
Yeah.
Last night. Oh, God, you should tune in. Just type in, like, Charles Barkley and what would I say appropriately?
Charles Barkley.
Just Charles Barkley last night talking about banging inside as a basketball player. It was pretty pretty awesome. Talking about some nitwittery.
It was a little suspect.
It was a little awesome. So anyways, what a great night. It was good to get back on. It was good to get to see the guys here. I don't see these guys as much as I normally probably obviously would in the past. But we're all busy. And hopefully there's many of you out there who are listening to this on your way to work or maybe before you go to bed or after the wife goes to bed or after the kids go to bed or maybe for some of the young kids out there wanting to kind of get a little taste of what our thoughts are on sports and maybe local sports as well. But please, you know, continue to share this around. We like to put it on our Twitter handle. Lou, what's our Twitter handle?
I think it's Chuck and Lou Pod. Let me see.
I'll look it up for you. It's been a while. But you can type it in also anywhere online.
I don't run the Twitter. I run the Instagram side of it.
And we have Instagram as well. And just kind of follow us along here. And as we continue into our careers down the road, we'll continue to try to do this a little bit more and continue to produce some things that maybe more of our local fans will enjoy and some nitwittery along the way. So once again, thank you all for tuning in tonight. Iggy, thanks for the hospitality. Lou,
you bet.
Thanks for your great... everything that you do for the program. You bring great knowledge to the program, and this is a lot of fun. So once again, thanks to everybody, and hope you enjoy. Pass along Chuck and Lou Podcast to other people around town and around the area to listen to. Thanks again. Chuck and Lou.